812 WEOL, this is Les filling in for Bruce on the morning show. I want to kick the hour off right away. We have Emily Metz on the line. She is the president and CEO of the American Egg Board, and we're going to talk about really how healthy are eggs. Emily, it is wonderful to have you on the show. Welcome.
Good morning, Les. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, first of all, what is the American Egg Board, and what do you guys do?
Well, we are the marketing arm for the Incredible Egg. We represent our nation's egg farmers, and we're proud to do so.
All right. So I understand that there have been some discoveries that eggs are actually much more healthier for babies than we thought, and we already kind of figured that they were, but what new research has gone in to find out that they are really healthy?
Well, you're absolutely right, Les. We had a really exciting week last week. The Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee, which is a committee of our nation's medical professionals and nutrition scientists, they released their official report. And for the first time ever, they released a finding, a recommendation for children from birth to the age of 2 years old. And in that recommendation, they're recommending specifically eggs as an important first food for babies and also for toddlers and pregnant women. So that's an unequivocal ruling that eggs are a key factor in your nutrition, powerhouse package, and your diet.
Well, let's go historically and put this into perspective. Up until this study came out, when was it recommended that eggs be introduced to the diet of babies originally?
Well, it was originally recommended as an important food for all life stages, but really they've dialed in now on that specific recommendation for early introduction, both to help with their nutritional development, but also to help reduce allergens. And I think what's really key about this report is they're talking a lot about a nutrient you're going to hear about called choline. And choline is really critical for brain development. And that's why they're recommending it as a first food, but also as a food for every age. There's even some studies out there that are suggesting that choline can help with the prevention of cognitive decline as we age. So that's really critical as well. And through that report, you're going to see Americans currently don't get enough choline. And so eating an egg is really going to help you up your daily intake of choline, which is critical.
Talking to Emily Metz this morning. She's the president and CEO of the American Egg Board. So are they recommending that babies eat eggs every day?
Well, we'd like to say an egg a day for sure. But we have a lot of recipes on eggnutritioncenter.org that will help you introduce eggs into the diet of your child. And recipes that work for every age stage and life stage. You know, we need to introduce those in a key way at that young age. And so there's a lot of fun recipes on eggnutrition.org that you can pivot to and look at to help really introduce that into your diet. I think having a carton of eggs in the fridge is like having money in the bank, to be honest. I know a lot of Americans right now are concerned about their budget, as am I. And so we're looking at ways that we can stretch that dollar. And so not only do eggs provide a great nutritional powerhouse, but they also provide incredible value. And so there's a lot of upside for eggs right now.
Well, you'd be proud of us because we have one carton of eggs in our upstairs refrigerator, but we have three cartons of eggs in the downstairs refrigerator.
I love to hear that, Les. You know, today is Wednesday, which means it's Wegg's Day.
It's what? I'm sorry, what?
And add an egg or look at eggs plus what and open that fridge and use up your carton of eggs for every meal of the day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack.
What's an example of one of the fun recipes for the babies?
Well, there's a great souffle recipe on our website that really cooks that egg and makes it really light and fluffy and easy for the kids to eat, but also easy for them to play with. We've even got a fantastic picture of an adorable child eating that in their high chair and you know, in the quintessential covered in food picture, but they're really enjoying it. And we actually partnered on a study recently with a National Peanut Board, where we showed, you know, that early introduction can really help provide or prevent allergies from occurring. And so there's a lot of recipes there that we've teamed up with the National Peanut Board to share with people that include both, obviously, peanuts and also eggs. So that souffle is a great example of something that can be really fun for your little one to eat eat and enjoy.
So when you go to a restaurant and you want to order breakfast, but you really don't feel like eggs that day, do you get public pressure to order eggs because you're the president and CEO of the National Egg Board?
There's never a day less that I wake up and don't feel like eggs, I'll say that. But, I think the beauty of eggs is that it's such a versatile ingredient. It's found in so many of our favorite recipes, whether those be your breakfast biscuit or your pancakes. Eggs really add that lightness and that fluffiness. And so even if I'm ordering a short stack of pancakes, I'm still getting my eggs on the side, but there's eggs in those pancakes too. So I feel like it's a win-win. But I think, you know, as Americans, we need to be having some fun right now. You know, we're in the middle of this craziness that is COVID, and, you know, whip out breakfast for dinner. Think about adding an egg to a salad or exploring some, you know, different tastes and flavors from around the world, like a ramen dish with a fried egg on top. There's just a lot of great options with an egg.
By the way, how do they know that the eggs help with brain development? I mean, I believe you, but I'm just wondering how they found this out.
Well, you know, like I said, this committee is made up of our nation's leading medical professionals and nutrition scientists. So they bring all of that nutrition research and science to bear, and people loads smarter than myself, for sure, analyze all that science and look at the findings. And there's been multiple studies that talk about, you know, eggs as part of a heart-healthy diet, eggs as, you know, that critical nutrient in terms of brain development with the choline. But also, eggs have 8 essential nutrients. So we like to say that it's really a multivitamin in a shell. So you can be assured, and the dietary guidelines really confirmed this unequivocally last week, that you have a nutritional powerhouse when you're eating an egg, and you're doing yourself a favor, for sure.
I love that. A vitamin in a shell. Eggs. Where can we go to find out more information?
Well, you can certainly go to eggnutritioncenter.org, but if you really want some mouth-watering recipes, Les, and I think you probably do, you can follow us on Instagram, @IncredibleEgg, and there's loads of recipes there that you can try out, and we'd love to see you make something today on Wednesday and send us a picture.
Wednesday. That's today, Wednesday. Does every day have, like, a fun day, or is, like, Wednesday it?
Well, you know, we think that the middle of the week, people are, you know, in the middle of their week, they're busy. It's, you know, not too close to the weekend, but also, you know, the weekend passed. So it's really that hump day, for lack of a better word. And we think today is a perfect day to think about eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So from now on, Les, I want you to think of Wednesday as Wednesday.
Wow, Wednesday it is. Emily Metz, President and CEO of the American Egg Board, thank you so much for joining us today.